joined right now by national TV and social media talk show host Tucker Carlson. Tucker, good morning. Welcome to Feedback.
Thanks for having me, Bill.
Well, let me start off by asking you, you've been on all three major cable news channels, MSNBC, CNN, and most recently Fox News, and now you host a show on X. And I understand you're launching the Tucker Carlson Network app for smart TVs soon. How does doing a show on a social media platform differ from doing one on cable TV?
Well, it's very similar in the sense that, you know, you make a show and then you show it to people, but it's very different in the experience. It's just, you know, you take fewer orders, in fact, no orders, and you can say whatever you think is true within the bounds of YouTube censorship, but we're on X, which is not censored at all. And so it's just been a joy and a delight after spending 25 years working for big TV networks to be able to be as honest as you can be. And that's just absolutely a thrill.
Now, what does it mean when you're going to be launching the Tucker Carlson Network app? What does that enable you to do that you're not doing now on X?
Well, it enables people who want to watch what we make, the interviews that we do on television, enables them to do that. So TVs, and I'm a little behind technologically, but it turns out that TVs function very much like computers now, or like an iPad. And so you can take a video from X or Instagram or YouTube or any social media platform and stream it directly on your TV as you would a cable news show. So it's just it's a different way of watching, and a lot of people are in the habit of watching in their living room on television. And, of course, TV networks are all going under. I mean, they won't exist in 10 years. But people are still going to want to watch in the same way. And so we're giving them that chance.
Do you know when that's going to be launching?
Yes, soon, like in a month.
Oh, okay, okay. Speaking of cable TV, do you miss being on cable TV at all?
Well, this is not an attack on any employer that I once had, but not at all. I mean, I did... You know, 25 years is a long time. It was long enough for me. So I'm grateful for the experience, but media change. I mean, cable television got so dishonest that I got fired in the end, thankfully. But you don't want to participate in lies. I mean, I tried my best not to lie, but you're surrounded by liars, and that, you know, that's why it's dying. That's why nobody subscribes to cable anymore. I mean, the numbers are just falling off a cliff because why would you pay money to be lied to? I mean, you'd have to be a masochist to do that. So I'm just glad to be away from all of that. There are some nice people at Fox News, for example, who I like and I'm still friends with. But in general, I don't want to have any part in lying or controlled media at all.
I'm talking with Tucker Carlson, national TV and social media talk show host. Tucker, let's turn to politics for a little bit here. What are your thoughts about how the Democrats went about getting Joe Biden to back out of the race for president?
Well, they threatened him. They threatened him with the 25th Amendment. They threatened him with removal. They would just take him out. I mean, they knew that he was senile from 2019 during his campaign. His family knew. They told other people. I mean, that's a fact. And they ran him anyway so they could control him. So I think what this reveals is it doesn't matter who the president is because it's not a democracy. The Democratic Party is a committee, in effect. The party is more important than any person, and voters have no role at all in deciding who runs the country. You know, it's a cabal of unelected people making the big decisions. That's a fact. I have thought that for years. It was confirmed in the last month by what happened to Biden, and I think it's shocking. And totally wrong. No one else seems to care, but I care a lot.
Do you think this changes the dynamic of the election now with Joe Biden out and I guess Kamala Harris going to be the nominee for the Democrats?
Well, sure. I mean, Kamala Harris could win. Kamala Harris is, you know, much more ideological even than Joe Biden. And I think much more radical than Joe Biden. She could win, of course. And I think the Trump people understand that. It's a real race. It's not, you know, you can't just, like, make fun of the other person and then cruise to victory. That's not going to happen. So they're going to fight for it. I think Trump will win, but they're going to fight for it. And, I you know, a lot's at stake. You hate to say this is the most important election in our history or because everyone always says that, but I think in this case it's pretty demonstrably true. And Yeah, I think the Trump people are energized by it. You know, by the way, it's not good to just cruise to victory. Like, you should fight for an important thing in your life, whether it's for, you know, your marriage or your children or your country. These things are worth fighting for. They're going to have to fight for sure to win.
What are your thoughts on all of these court cases that have been filed against Donald Trump?
Well, they're so absurd now that I think they aren't moving any votes. I mean, jumping up and down because Trump is, quote, a felon, you know, that doesn't change anybody's mind. And unfortunately, it's degraded and discredited our justice system, which was for hundreds of years the fairest in the world, and now it's being used as a political weapon. And I think it's terrible for the country long term, but I don't think it hurts Trump at all.
Speaking of Donald Trump, let's talk a little bit about his VP choice, J.D. Vance. Apparently, there are some in the Republican Party, some lawmakers, who are actually having second thoughts about Trump's choice for vice president, especially after Vance's childless cat lady's comment. And apparently his likability numbers, his favorability numbers are dropping, and dropping quickly. Do you think that Donald Trump made the right choice in making J.D. Vance his vice president?
You know, I'm just grateful that fat liberal Republicans in the U.S. Congress don't get to make these choices. They hate their voters. They've destroyed the party they inherited. Their voters, by and large, don't like them, and they don't get to decide who the VP pick is, and I'm just really thankful. They don't care about the childless cat lady comment, by the way, which is true. The Democratic Party is run by childless cat ladies. Sorry if you don't like it. That's a fact. But they don't care about that. They're mad because J.D. Vance is opposed to their pointless wars, which only hurt America. That's what they're mad about. They've been mad about it, you know, for months. They didn't want him in the first place. So the whole thing is a propaganda operation run by liberals in the Republican Party. And I would just, if I was giving advice to the Trump campaign, which I'm not, but if I was, I would say ignore it. This is ridiculous. It's about the war. It's about wars. It's not about childless cat lady. Who cares? You know what I mean? Like, who cares? This is, it's nonsense. It's just like, it's so shallow and absurd. This is about the war in Ukraine. It's about a potential war with Iran. These are the top priorities of Washington, permanent Washington. They're not the top priorities of voters or citizens. And they're trying to foist these wars on us. They're really hurting the United States and our economy. And they don't want to talk about it. And J.D. Vance has talked about it, so they hate him. I mean, it's that simple.
We're supposedly going to find out on Tuesday who Kamala Harris has picked for her vice president, her running mate. What are your thoughts on the names that are being bannered about now?
Well, I think it. I mean, I keep hearing. Look, I don't know is the truth. I mean, I'm not. You know, I missed my morning conference call with Barack Obama, but I keep hearing it's Josh Shapiro of Pennsylvania, Governor Shapiro of Pennsylvania. But I can't assess that. I'm not sure it matters a lot. I mean, we've learned that the Democratic Party is not about individuals. You don't get to vote for the leaders that are of the Democratic Party. The leaders of the Democratic Party have no contact with voters at all. They're the money people, and they make the decisions. So it's like, it's kind of irrelevant. It's not like, I mean, they could choose Alex Jones as VP and the party's policies wouldn't change.
I'm speaking with national TV and social media talk show host Tucker Carlson. Tucker, this country is so divided today from an ideological standpoint than ever before. Why do you think that's the case, and who or what's to blame for this lack of bipartisanship in our government and civil discourse in our society today?
Well, it's a very, I think, important question, maybe the most important question. It's a very complicated question, and I'm not sure I fully understand all of the answers. I think there are many. One of them is technology. I do think the internet has divided people, hasn't brought them together as promised. I'm not sure what we do about that, but that's a fact. Another is that, you know, the parties disagree with each other on some issues, but a lot of it is fake. I mean, most Americans have pretty consistent views. Like, they don't want, you know, inflation that impoverishes them. They want their kids to have a better life than they did. They don't think that we should be fighting other people's wars and going bankrupt as we do it. Like, these are kind of consensus views. Most people agree, Democrat, Republican, Independent. And I think that the parties are basically aligned against the American people on the big topics, on the big issues. So a lot of this stuff is fake, you know. Hate each other on the basis of race, so you won't, you know, pay attention to what we're doing. That's a lot of what's going on, in my opinion.
Now, you're coming here to Reading, Pennsylvania, in September. You'll be at the Santander Arena on Monday, September 23rd. Can you tell us a little bit about that, what the audience can expect that night?
Well, it's going to – I wanted to get on the road for the month of September and go across the country live to audiences. It can't be censored. The world will be changing really, really fast in September, and we'll respond to that. We're doing a show live on stage, and this one's going to be with Alex Jones, who is a pretty amazing person. Like him or dislike him, Alex Jones is one of those people that, you know, the people in charge do not want you to hear from. And he's been censored and sued into bankruptcy and threatened with prison because he's saying things that they don't like. And my view is you should be allowed to hear him for yourself. And you can decide because you're an adult. You're a citizen. You're not a slave. You get to hear anything you want to hear and come to any conclusion you want to come to because you're an American. That's my opinion. And I think that's consistent with our history and our Bill of Rights. So we're going to give people a chance to make up their own minds. I think it's going to be wild and really exciting, and God knows what's going to be going on in the world in September, but a lot.
Will the audience get to participate at all in a Q&A?
Oh, always, always. I love audience. Yeah, because I was stuck in a studio for 25 years, you know, staring at the same cameraman every night. I mean, I love my cameraman, but I like, no, I love live events because they're so filled with energy. I mean, you can just feel it coming off the crowd and people shout out and they're excited. And it's like, it's just great. It's one of the fun. It's actually the funnest thing I ever do in my life.
Well, it's great to have you coming to Reading again. That's the Santander Arena on Monday, September 23rd. Tucker, thank you so much for spending some time with me today. I appreciated the conversation.
Thanks a million for having me. I appreciate it.
Take care.
Thanks. See ya. Bye.
Bye-bye now. Tucker Carlson. My exclusive interview with him right here on The Voice of Berks and Beyond, 830 WEEU. We'll take a break, and we'll be back with more of this Monday edition of Feedback in just a bit. Stay with us.
Serving Myerstown, Fredericksburg, Newmanstown, and all of Lebanon County. This is News Talk 830, WEEU.